And moving toward the top of the hour, welcome back to a special edition of Northwest Vine Time. I'm Brian Bushlack on location with a live studio audience. VIPs here at Willamette Valley Vineyards with Jim Bruneau. And Jim, thanks for taking time out of your schedule. This has been a long time in the works to triangulate all these schedules and get together with you, but it's been so rich, and we appreciate you sharing your insight with our audience, not only here with us today, but across the region. And, you know, before the show, we talked about the foreign influence in Oregon, and Oregon is at this remarkable stage where, you know, we focus on Burgundian wines, at least some winemakers do, and now we see that influence. The French, you know, the Dominique Lafons, we have had the Druins here for many years, but when you start to see not only the influence from Napa Valley coming north into southern Oregon, but you see the French coming back into Oregon, it's pretty, for lack of a better word, cool to see this happening, isn't it?
You know, Brian, first of all, I want to thank you for all of the years you have invested in telling the Oregon wine story. You have done a great service to our industry, because we would not be where we were today without the storytelling, without people knowing what we're doing here. And you have done this so well, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, our industry was started by immigrating winemakers, and they principally came from California and brought their vines. And when we discovered that those early vines changed in the climate of California, and we needed to get vines from Burgundy, the original plant material, they again helped us. And then they came here, bringing their own talent, their own ideas, and sharing them with us. I remember when Robert Drouin came to Oregon, he recommended two new clones that we should use with our plant, with our in our vineyards, the 667 and the 777 clones. And they make wonderful companions in blending with the Pommard and the Vadensville that we had previously here. And then since that time, they have cooperated in providing us even more clones. In fact, that's an Oregon discovery. The discovery of the importance of different clonal material. You know, native clones, by the way, these are native, naturally occurring, genetic, identified plant material among the varieties. That is an Oregon discovery, aided by the French in developing our industry. And now they are here again, investing in a big way in Oregon, along now with some very large California wine interests. And all that really, I think, tells us is what we already knew. That Oregon is a very special place. And we have a great story to tell. And Brian, you are telling that. And so I thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your kind words and joining us. And in the couple minutes we have left, I got to say, I had Ernie Lawson on the show too from the Mosel. He's working with Jay Summer. And we've got so much happening here. And rest assured, even with growth, Oregon will always be Oregon. It will never be the next Napa, will it?
No, I think Oregon has, you know, its people are very independent, it's a very family-oriented, very team-oriented, with and very value-driven. You know, it's not what we do so much as how we do it. And if you look at our growers, whether it's Josh Bergstrom growing biodynamically, or whether it's Ted Castile growing under the Live program, or whether it's Bernie LaCroix up at Willa Kinsey growing under the Food Alliance program, each one of them have that filter of protecting the land, protecting all living creatures, and going about what we're doing in a way that is respectful to all. And there is an Oregon spirit that I think people can find in our wines. I think they can find it in our beers and our distilled spirits and in our foods. And I think that through your radio program, I hope it reaches listeners all over the United States so they can come here and see for themselves and talk to the people who are actually doing these things. You know, it's hard to do that in Napa, even in Sonoma. But here in Oregon, even after this many years, you can still go and talk to the people who are out there who have planted the vines, who are caring for the vines and making the wine.
Well, Jim Bruneau, thanks to you for having us out here. Thanks for everything you've done for the industry. What a special afternoon, and we'll have to do this again soon. So thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your success, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Brian.
That's all the time we have for this edition of Northwest Vine Time. We'll talk to you again next weekend on the Radio Northwest Network.